This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump told West Point's graduating class that their job will be to defend America's vital interest and not to fight endless wars in faraway lands. In his commencement address to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Mr. Trump told more than 1,000 graduating cadets that the job of the American soldier is not to rebuild foreign nations, but to defend and defend strongly the United States. The president came to West Point at a time of tension with U.S. military leaders over whether the military should be used to quell nationwide protest over the killing of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody last month. Protesters in New Orleans tore down the bust of a slave owner who left his wealth to build schools. Then they took the remains to the Mississippi River and rolled it into the water. The destruction Saturday is part of a nationwide effort to remove monuments to the Confederacy or with links to slavery. The police did not identify the bust, but local media said it was a bust of John McDonough. Upon his death, McDonough left a large portion of his money to New Orleans and Baltimore for schools, and many schools in New Orleans are named after him. Fox News has removed digitally altered photos from its website after the Seattle Times noted misleading images used in the network's coverage about a Seattle neighborhood that became a protest center against police brutality and racial injustice. The Seattle Times reports that the Fox News website featured at least two photos on Friday that inserted an image of a man standing with a military-style rifle, and that there were no disclaimers on how the images were manipulated when featured on the network's website for most of the day Friday. Fox has removed those particular photos, and a spokeswoman said that it was a photo illustration. More at VOA News.